Get up with Jesse and Jules.
13, 12, 16 right now. We want to know how much you've paid for a drink. Like, what's the most you've ever gone to for one drink? Because a cafe over in Sydney has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. People are hating on them for charging $10 for a bottle of water.
$10?
Mm.
What kind of water was it?
Well, from the menu, it reads, do you pronounce this Antipodes?
Firstly, you were asking the wrong person.
Antipodes? I don't know. Anyway, it says mineral water, still or lightly sparkling, a carbon-neutral process that results in a pure artesian water from deep in the New Zealand springs that will refresh your soul and taste buds.
Take my money. Oh, my gosh.
But when you break it down, it's $10 for a bottle of water.
$10? Yeah,
and
okay.
Bearing in mind that they have to offer tap as well, so you could have it for free or you could have a drink that refreshes your soul.
I'll
for
be
$10.
Honest. I take my water quite seriously when it comes to drinking water. If I buy it, it has to be Coleridge. Tastes the best. And if anyone out there that loves their water, that they would agree.
Just a different kind of flavour out of the Coleridge one, is it?
It tastes so good. And no, I'm not getting paid to endorse their product. Seriously, I have searched like left, right and centre trying to find where they sell them in bulk packs.
Because
I'm sick of going to the bloody servo and paying out my...
Because what have you paid for a bottle of Coleridge before?
I think it was like at the airport and it was just like a little like 300 something mil.
Mm.
And it was like $7.
Mm.
For the littlest bottle of water.
And I realised that not long ago I was at a bar and they were charging $16 for a pint.
Is that in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was with you.
And I was like, are you joking?
What are you talking about? Like, I paid that. I bought that drink.
Yeah, that's the only reason I bought it is because you paid for it. I was like, this is outrageous. I'm not paying for
and
this.
And I was like, oh, my shout.
Yeah, and then I went, all right, I'll have the $16 pint then. But I thought, I want to know this morning because I feel like, especially with beers and wines and, you know, whiskeys and things like that, it can probably get quite out of control. So
yeah.
13, 12, 16 this morning, what is the most you've ever paid for one drink?
Especially the beers out there, because sometimes, you know what I mean, I can't believe how expensive some beers are.
Mm, and I reckon there'll be a few wine ones as well. There's
yeah, but wine's
hectic.
Different, you know.
What do you reckon?
I'd pay good money for a good glass of wine.
Oh, not for a beer.
No, well,
you're
I'm
more
not
of
as
a bush chook
a...
kind of girl anyway.
Yeah, yeah. BB or bush chook, seriously.
13, 12, 16, how much is the most you've paid for one drink?
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Now, you come out saying that you paid $16 for a pint
of beer. I didn't personally pay for it.
Worked out. I actually shouted it.
I was horrified at the price of $16 and then you said, my buy, and I went, yeah, no
No,
worries.
I was at my round and then what do you know, no one bought back. That was the only round we had. But anyway, look, I'm happy to move past it because I love you.
I mean,
you're a mate.
You sound completely fine.
Not bitter at all.
Yeah.
No, but something I was a little bit bitter about was buying Coleridge water from the airport on Will Dobman, Perth Airport.
Yeah.
$7
for a little 300ml bottle.
Oh, it was like down in like one skull. Seriously.
Now, the reason we're talking about this is because a Sydney cafe has gone round and round on the internet for selling a bottle of water for $10. Now, their claim back to this was that it's a carbon-neutral process that results in a pure artesian water from deep in the New Zealand springs that will refresh your soul.
I feel like it would just cleanse my soul, to be honest.
Well,
I would pay $10.
You'd want to, right? They said the water is pure refreshment.
It better pay my rent, too.
Well, you probably won't be able to afterwards. So we did ask the question on 13, 12, 16. Now, Ben from Kalgoorlie, how much is the most you've paid for one drink?
Well, I was at Crown Casino in Melbourne a couple of years ago with some mates, and I paid $35 for a Blue Label Johnny Walker on the rocks.
Whoa, one shot.
One shot.
Okay, Blue Label Johnny Walker. I only know the red and the black label, so I'm guessing this is kind of like right up there.
Yeah, it's about $180 a bottle.
What are you laughing at?
I just love that you only know the cheap ones.
Of course. Well, I don't even drink whiskey. I don't drink any of that kind of stuff. Just tequila for me, thanks.
So, mate, I got to ask, was it worth it?
No.
Oh, really? I was like, $35, I would have had my tongue at the bottom of that tumbler trying to get every
just
last
like
drop.
Just licking the inside.
Yeah, I would have been sucking on the ice cubes.
$3,500 at that stage, so...
What was that, sorry?
I was up $3,500 at that stage.
Oh, because you're at...
Well, no worries.
I'm taking it was your, I wasn't your only glass that you had.
No.
I was going to say, mate, did you buy everyone else one as well? Because up $3,500.
There was a few shouts.
My check.
The R&B Fridays party game. The must-have board game for any R&B Fridays fan. Get yours in time for Christmas online at hit.com.au or head in store to Big W.
Yes, just in time for Christmas, the R&B Fridays party game, hit.com.au or head in store to Big W to buy it, or you can win it through us right now.
Yeah, now we spun the wheel before.
Yes.
And we landed on Naughty's R&B. Yeah, so basically there's a quiz question here. If you know your Naughty's R&B, you are in with a shot at this one.
Tammy from Bunbury, did you go to R&B Fridays in Perth last Friday?
No, I didn't get the chance because of work.
Oh,
but you are a big R&B fan.
I am, yep.
Okay.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, I don't know, too many to choose from, yes. But I would have been keen to see Naughty by Nature.
Oh. My partner, Elliot, thought that Human Nature were coming out. That's how much of an R&B fan he is.
You should have taken Tammy with you.
I know. Well, if only Tammy had the time off work, yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay, so Tammy, we have landed on Naughty's R&B. And I only am going to ask you one question that you have to answer.
Okay.
You've got 60 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Fat Man Scoop had a big hit with a song called Be What?
Oh. I don't know.
It was one of his biggest songs that he made, Fat Man Scoop.
Oh,
the first, it's only two words. B, the first word is B.
Yep.
And the second word is?
Nah.
Okay, you got 30 seconds. I'll give you a clue. It starts with F.
Faithful. Be faithful.
Congratulations, babe!
Oh, thank you.
Very well done, mate. That board game is coming to you. You might not have got to go to R&B Fridays Live, but at least you get the board game, hey?
Oh, that's going to be way more fun.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing today.
Thanks very much.
All right, bye.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
And it is time to talk about our Busso Jetty Swim Challenge. So I've signed us up to go and do the Busso Jetty Swim.
Yeah.
I did your fitness challenge. Now you're going to help me do mine.
I don't feel like this is a fitness challenge for you. Like, you are a swimmer. Like, this is just a little something to do on the weekend. Oh, let's make Jules do it.
You watched me struggle through 200 metres the other day.
Okay. Let's just make one thing clear. You did not struggle, and even our coach, TM, said, wow, Jesse, you just glide in the water. I'm like, yeah, he's that long. Literally, he takes two strokes and he's up the other end anyway. Glide in the water.
Is that a little bit of bitterness that I'm
not at all.
We need to have a little bit of a chat about the Busso Jetty Swim because yesterday we hit a little bit of a hurdle. And the hurdle was we've gone through our first training session, got our second one today.
Yeah.
So going down this morning, Southwest Sports Centre, going to put some laps on the board. But yes, I had convinced you to do this.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were at the gym and a bunch of mates of ours started going like, you're doing the Busso Jetty Swim, Jules.
Yeah.
That's pretty unbelievable. Like, you know, what about the sharks and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I know, which I was quite impressed about because I was like, oh, they don't think I'll make it. But then they were like, because I'm unfit. But then, you know, then they started talking about the sharks, which of course is what popped into my head. Anyway, I was like, but when I spoke to you and TM at our swim training session the other day, you guys were like, no, there's no sharks around the Busso Jetty.
Well, I mean, I've never seen one. So, I can only go on what I know.
Anyway, we've got Steve from Australinda who's called through. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you got to say about
this? Steve, I hope
this
is a bit of motivational chat for Jules here this morning.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, what do they call the soft tissue between a shark's teeth?
Don't know.
A slow swimmer.
No. Steve, I'm hanging up on you. I don't need this.
I'm glad that you didn't say Jules.
See you, Steve-o. Bye.
Love you.
Kinda. A little bit.
So, ignoring all of that, you only
It's a little bit it's a little bit hard to ignore.
Okay, I've broken the swim up. Okay, it's 3.6 kilometres and there is a changeover point after 1.2, right? So you only have to swim the first 1.2.
Only.
Right?
Only.
Well, that means I have to do 2.4.
It's your fitness thing. Like, you're the one who wants to do it, and trust me, like, you'll just glide through it.
I'm not hearing a lot of team play from you on this side over here. And, I mean, there's no iron team, but it certainly sounds like there's a me at the moment.
Oh, my God, you will be pushing this team through. I don't know why it's just the two of us. It should have been a team of four kind of thing, you know?
I hope that we've still got those videos of you down at the sports centre the other day with your cool gear on.
Please don't talk about that. So you did get some footage, and I was like, yeah, just chuck it up on Insta stories because no one looks at Insta stories.
Turns out
everyone that I've come across is like, nice swimming cap. Like,
Hit FM WA.
Apparently, I look like my brother.
Yeah, we will keep you up to date with how the swimming sessions are going.
Know the flow.
Yeah, if you know your song lyrics, what we do is we play you a part of a song, and what you need to do is then sing the line that comes next correctly. Do that right?
You can nail that $100 MVP prize. Get yourself in the running.
Okay, Matthew Fox from Bonington, how are you this morning?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Well, thank you. Good place to work down there?
Yeah, not too bad.
I was also going to say, mate, Matthew Fox, great name.
Thank you.
That's how he introduced himself. I was like, yeah, I would introduce myself as, like,
yeah,
first
very
and
cool
last
name,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone just calls me Foxy.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Foxy from Bonington.
I like it.
Would you say Miley Cyrus is R&B?
I'm more into the older music, but yeah, it's all right, I guess.
All right, so long as you know the next line, mate, that's all that matters. I'm going to play the front end and you just come off the back and belt it out, all right?
Yeah, no worries. I can live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. I think that's it.
Yeah, I came in like a wrecking ball. Man, I am impressed that you came through with the second line because I didn't even know it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was trying to think of it. I was sitting there brain racking.
Mate, I'm just picturing you swinging back and forth on that wrecking ball, you know, just like
sure,
the video.
Mate. Oh, for sure, mate.
In your undies. All right, Foxy, thanks so much for calling through this morning, mate. You were in the draw for that $100 Harvey Norman Computers gift card.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're a star, mate. See ya.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a little bit too adult, a little bit too risque for later on in the show, so put them nice and early when the little ears are less like to be listening. And this morning's story comes out of Queensland. A company in Queensland called Bear All Cleaners.
Bear All Cleaners.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I have worked out what this could be.
They have decided to branch out into not only cleaning homes, but also doing a bit of your gardening as well.
Oh, wait, Bear All Cleaning.
They are nude cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Yeah, you can have them come and clean your house for in the buff, completely in the buff, for $169 an hour.
Did you really have to accentuate that?
That's what
we're
talking about. There's
wait,
a Western
wait.
Australian company, by the way, that provides it for $150.
Did they? Okay, hold on. So many questions. But do you watch? Do you sit there on the couch and watch them? Or,
well, that was
like,
what I was wondering.
I don't get it.
Like, do you not prefer to have your cleaner come while you're away and then...
Otherwise, why are you just cleaning the house and the needy yourself, right?
It's going to be a little bit weird, especially if you're like... You buy them to have them clean your house and you're distracting them by sitting there watching them. Like, they're not going to get as much done in that hour, so...
Well, so you think.
I feel like it's that peril of multitasking where you do two tasks and you just do them both poorly. Like, just hire a normal cleaner and then, you know, do your other stuff on the side. But anyway, apparently they've branched out. They're into gardening now. And they're in a little
Apparently
bit of
Apparently this is like a thing, though, naked gardening. Nude gardening
nude
is
gardening,
a thing.
Nude gardening, yeah, it really is. And one of the Queensland councils, they're in a battle with the Gold Coast Council about whether they can do this or not.
Right,
because obviously you're wandering around people's yards completely in the buff.
Yeah.
They promised that the gardener will turn up in nothing more than a true blue Aussie Akubra and a smile.
Oh, I'd pay it.
Apparently. Have you ever had a pool boy fantasy?
No.
Because they
no,
are.
No, I haven't. It's one of those things where, I mean, you can only assume that your pool guy's going to be, you know, some bloody stud. I'm just going to say they're not usually my type. The ones that turn up, I'm like, oh, it's just not my type, you know?
Right. Well, apparently they are trained professionals. They're not just a bod that wanders around your yard for an hour. They're trained professionals.
Oh, they actually have to know.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Apparently Leroy Evan, who is one of their gardeners, is a landscape gardener by trade. And he said, I just love getting my gear off and gardening, so it's a win-win in my books.
Wow.
My only concern is I was having a look through. They do have some photos on their website as well, all very tastefully done. You can't see anything. You got to pay for that.
Yeah.
But I was having a look and there's a picture of a bloke pushing a lawnmower along and I'm just thinking, mate, the safety gear that's required when you're whippersnippering or lawn mowing, like, I mean...
Oh, as long as he's got his safety goggles on.
Well, I mean, if he wasn't Jewish before, he might be soon.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.